It's always live on the Sound of Your Life. 10:30, live from the OFM Odeon. I love saying that. Festival director Michael Garbett joins me. This really feels like a home this week, Michael.
Oh, yes. It's a definite home. Home for the arts, home for everyone, exactly.
And we're having a wonderful time. Let's quickly look back on yesterday. It's day one, busyness, vibes. How was the day for you guys?
It was immense. There was a lot of people that came for the first day. We were quite surprised with the uptake, so that's amazing. Thank you, Bloemfontein. But it was just such a great moment because we technically launched our main stage as well, and it was such a beautiful moment because, I mean, Apple live and that stage, and we had several local performers as well. So yeah, this is really a hot spot for the arts.
That stage. You guys have really outdone yourselves. This is a party. If you want to know what's on the main stage, easy. ofm.co.za, click on events, or just visit vrystaatkunstefees.co.za. Now always the difficult question, Michael. I love asking these tricky questions. Obviously, I've spent a lot of time in this year's festival program.
Yes.
It's immense. You can dive into Fringe. You can dive into movies and literature. The kids are doing amazing things this year as well. They've got these little workshops that you can come and attend. But at the heart of it is theater and music. What should our listeners and festival goers not miss?
Ooh. So if I quickly take off my director's hat and just speak as Michael Garbett for Michael Garbett, then I would definitely invite the public not to miss Andrew Buckland's The Ugly Nunu or The Fool's Guide. It's such a brilliant piece, and to see Andrew Buckland live, it's an otherworldly experience. That's the most I can say. It's really, and it's such a good back for your rand. Then the other piece is Jakob from the Michael Taylor Broderick. The other I would say also is Vivaldi and the Vondeling, which is fantastic. And then Liefde La Frost as well. And then if I put on my director's hat again, I would say every show in this program is perfect and you won't be disappointed.
Well, Yolanda, if you ask those kind of questions, you will get those kind of answers. I know. We are very privileged as OFM to be a media partner this year, and the OFM Odeon is a wonderful place. Vivaldi and the Vondeling last night, I also had the privilege of attending. It's incredible.
Yes.
People are doing amazing things on these stages, and more audience members need to see this. So that 150 rand, 250 rand that you may have, don't keep it for Christmas. You have to come and support the arts and the musicians and everyone that makes theatre come alive.
Exactly. And it's not just supporting the arts we're basically begging for it. It's more come and share the experience that we have created, because this is done for you, the public. We make everything as accessible as possible. I mean, there's free workshops for kids. I mean, where would you see Ilandre and Kurt for $50, you know? And that's what we want you to just revel in it. Come experience what we've created for you, the public. And see the power of the arts, because there's so many various communities that came together yesterday that would not otherwise have mingled. And it was beautiful.
Joined by Festival Director Michael Garbett. Vrystaat Arts Festival, day two. It's hustle and bustle, and it's all for the arts, and because we love to celebrate the creativity, not only in Central South Africa, from all over South Africa. Fun question for you.
All right.
What do you eat at the Vrystaat Arts Festival? Let's be honest, you can't go watch a show on an empty tummy.
Yes. So I am a sucker for the Mooi Vlakte Halloumi.
Yes.
Super sucker for that. And then I love Patso's restaurant that he set up. And then if I'm a bit naughty in the evening, I would go for the Glühwein at Weinfripein. So, and that's my recipe.
You know, for 50 Rand, you can come in and enjoy wonderful things to eat and beautiful arts that have also been created by hand. These amazing exhibitors that have also brought their products to enjoy. So much to see at this year's Vrystaat Arts Festival. I don't even know how we get to say well done to you and the team for putting the program together. The only way we can do that as Central South Africans is to fill up the theatre venues.
Exactly.
And that is our invite today. Get your tickets. They're at Web Tickets. Come on through and let's support what the team have done this year. Thank you that we can be in the OFM Odeon and that we can share all of this with Central South Africa.
No, thank you, Yolanda, and thank you to the OFM. OFM has been such a vital and integral part of the festival for many years and many years to come, that the success is a shared story, and thank you for that.
Make sure that you do not miss any of these festival highlights. Check it out now also under events. Go to ofm.co.za.